You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
This wash day, next wash day, every wash day, you're right with new white Oxidol. It's the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Now your clothes wash whiter than ever before. The whitest Oxidol wash in history. Yes, the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. It's white with new white Oxidol. Now you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside. And all your shirts and sheets and towels will sparkle whiter than any Oxidol wash you've ever had. What's more, as long as you use new white Oxidol, this amazing new whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, through washing after washing. And when it comes to washable colors, you'll know that new white Oxidol is truly safe. Pretty prints and colored cottons actually come out brighter. Now, when you try sensational new white Oxidol, you'll never be happy with any other wash day soap. You'll get the whitest wash you'd ever hope for. The brightest wash you could ever dream of hanging out. So get some. Your dealer has it now. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, it's 10:30 on a nice autumn evening in Rushville Center. The last half of the double feature over at the Bijou Movie Theater is just about over. But the real drama tonight is not on the silver screen at the Bijou, but on the third floor of the Rushville Center house. 10 minutes ago, Ann Morrison went to the door of her suite up there, expecting to find Joseph, who just called and asked to see her. It was not Joseph, however. It was another man. A man who, from his conversation, had apparently just escaped from an insane asylum and who called Anne his wife. A few minutes later, there was another knock at the door. Anne, knowing it must be Joseph, tried to ignore it, but her guest would have none of it. He insisted and, well, listen.
Oh, my, such a passionate insistence, young man.
Oh, Brad, for heaven's sakes, it's probably just a bellboy.
Oh, no, there wouldn't be the same insistence. I told you, 7 years in an insane asylum tend to sharpen one's powers of observation. Whoever is knocking out there has a real hunger to see you. Anne, is that your bedroom in there, the other room?
Yes, why?
I'll go in there and wait while you see him.
Brad, I don't intend to see anyone but you.
Either you let him in or I do. I've had a great curiosity as to the current man in your life. Just one word of caution, Anne. In the event you should be tempted either to phone downstairs for the police or induce your young man outside the door to try and take me, I have this.
Brad, what are you doing with a gun?
Lethal-looking instrument, isn't it? Now, go ahead, my dear. Let in your lover. Let him in.
I insist.
I shall be waiting in the other room.
Hello, Joseph.
Is that all you've got to say to me?
Joseph, listen to me. I can't talk to you now. I want you to go away from here immediately.
Go away? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Have me just beat it. No further trouble or anything for you.
No, please, Joseph. I'll call you later. I swear it.
No, I want to talk to you, and I intend to do it now. I'm coming in.
Joseph! Well, Joseph, this is so nice of you to drop in. I'm delighted. How are Ma Perkins tonight and Mrs. Henderson and Shuffle? He's a delightful person, isn't he?
What are you talking about?
You know, it just occurs to me, one of the things we forgot all about was to get some pictures of Shuffle and Ma and what's her son-in-law, Mr. Fitz, down at the lumberyard. I wonder if you could set it up for me to take them tomorrow morning.
Now, look, I didn't come here to talk about Shuffle or Ma or
Joseph,
pictures.
Joseph, will you please do me a favor and control your temper? I don't want to talk to you now.
Is this another one of your little tricks?
No. Please do as I ask. Will you get out of here at once?
Oh, no, I won't. I don't know what this is all about, but I'm staying right here. You've made a fool of me long enough.
Oh, Joseph.
You never give up, do you? Always got to keep on playing games.
Please, Joseph, I can't talk now. I swear I'll call you before we leave tomorrow.
So you are leaving?
Yes, we're leaving tomorrow. Now, will you please go?
What are you whispering about? You haven't worried about the town knowing all about the rest of our great romance?
Oh, please, Joseph.
It was all over town. Everybody knew how you picked me up that night at the Pendleton's reception. About every time you went walking around town, the morning you went with me on the milk wagon. What did you do, send out bulletins? Oh, I was such a sap. I tried to shield you from the town. I didn't want you being hurt. But you loved it, didn't you? The whole business, a real feather in your cap. Small town milkman goes overboard for you. Well, darn you, you're not going to get away with
it. Joseph, will you please calm yourself?
No. Who do you think you are, anyway? Everything was fine. Life was swell and happy, but you had to come along. Couldn't let well enough alone, could you? Had to keep needling and needling. I was just a rebel at heart. You couldn't believe I could be content to live here. I was cut out for better things. Your little volcano, that's what you called me, you remember? Okay. You said it was exciting, like sitting around waiting for a volcano to erupt. That's fine. Well, you brought this on yourself.
Joseph, wait a minute now.
No, I'm not waiting for anything anymore. Didn't the great Anne Morrison say I could do anything if I just set my mind to it?
Oh, my dear.
Where have I heard that before?
Oh, Joseph.
Oh, my dear. Oh,
Joseph,
my dear.
Listen to
me,
please.
No, I'm tired of listening to you or anyone else. I've made a mess of everything. Well, this is one thing I'm not going to make a mess of.
Joseph, I like you tremendously much.
Yeah, sure. You're crazy about me.
I have all the respect in the world for you, and I'm so sorry everything happened this way. Believe me, I didn't want it to happen the way it did. I never meant for you to feel... Joseph, now please be sensible. I have something to tell you.
I told you I'm tired of listening.
I know, but please.
Come here.
Now, Joseph, be sensible.
I said come
Joseph,
here.
Joseph, please, now. Oh, Joseph, don't. Joseph, please. Joseph, please, no. Joseph. Please. Oh, Joseph, don't do that.
Anne, please don't. Please. I'm sorry, very sorry. I don't know what came over me. Please don't.
Oh, Joseph.
I'm so sorry, Anne.
No, don't be, dear. Don't be.
Well, I suppose I'd better go. You probably have a lot of packing to do if you're leaving tomorrow.
Yes. You better go, dear.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well...
Oh, Joseph, try to forget all about me. I'm not worth it, really.
Yeah. Forget all about you. Just like turning a light off and on, huh? Yeah, well... So long, Anne.
Goodbye, Joseph. Goodbye.
Very touching, my sweet.
Brad, I'd almost forgotten for a moment you were in the other room.
Never change, do you? Still the great temptress playing the siren call for the young.
Oh, Brad, stop it.
You mentioned that you were leaving here tomorrow.
Oh, no. That was just for his benefit.
Oh, was it? I found this telegram in your bedroom. Apparently, you'd been warned that I had escaped the asylum and would probably come looking for you. I arrived precisely in time, didn't I? I should have been very unhappy if, after all my pains to escape, I'd come here and found you gone.
Oh, Brad, what is it you want of me?
I told you, my sweet. You. I've come to kill you.
Brad.
Why else should I carry a gun?
Brad, you don't know what you're saying.
First a kiss, my darling wife, and then I'm going to shoot you.
Brad! Brad, no! You're crazy!
Huh?
You don't know what you're saying! Brad, no! Stop it, Brad! Stop it, you fool, you idiot! Oh,
Anne!
Joseph, don't come in here.
I heard you scream, Anne.
Well, for pity's sake, the passionate young lover.
Who's he? Where'd he come from?
Joseph, please get out of here. Get out quick.
Oh, no. Let him stay.
Joseph, please.
Who is he, Anne? What does he want?
What a fitting climax. The eternal triangle, even in death.
Brad, stop it. Put that gun down. Brad, you can't. Brad, you...
Let go of me.
Brad, look out. Oh, my Lord.
Anne. Anne, he fell, stumbled. Stumbled backwards through the window.
Joseph. You got to get out of here at once.
But Anne.
Come here. Come away from the window.
But who was he, Anne? Where did he come from?
That's unimportant right now. There'll be people all over the place in a minute.
You mean he was here? The other room all the time? All the time that I was here?
Will you forget about him and where he came from and who he is? I don't want you involved. Now, Joseph, please, forget about him and what's happened. Get out of here. Go down the back stairs so nobody will see you. Get downstairs and away from here as fast as you can. And don't say anything about this, Joseph. Do you understand? I don't want you involved.
But he may be dead. He fell 3 floors.
Yes, that's very true. All the more reason why you're to say nothing. I don't want you involved in a murder.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now, get the whitest Oxidol wash as ever. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. This wash day, every wash day, use new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Now you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and always get the whitest Oxidol wash in history.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, you're right, it's white with new white Oxidol. It's a wonderful new whiteness, a dazzling whiteness in everything you wash. And as long as you use new white Oxidol, your wash keeps this amazing new whiteness for the life of your clothes. What's more, you'll see colors wash brighter, too. Your pretty cotton prints, blouses, children's dresses look fresh as a daisy. New white Oxidol is truly safe. So see for yourself next wash day. Get new white Oxidol at your dealers now. Be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, a man goes hurtling from a third-story window at the Rushville Center House. It was all quite accidental. But will the town believe it? Will the law believe that it was an accident when it learns what's happened tomorrow? But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.